10 seconds to go here. And the Raiders have the ball, courtesy of, I think it's Oldfield with it. 10 metres inside, Cowboys out of the field. Played back up. Hodson, who kicks it over the sideline. That's the ball game. No big surprises here. The Raiders do it quite comfortably over the Gold Coast Titans. 24 points to 6. Lots and lots of questions already about the Gold Coast Titans, I would suggest, and where they go from here, Ryan.
Yeah, there was always going to be, but there was, I think, things in the second half that would have made the coach a little bit happier. I don't think overall you'd be impressed with their opening performance of the season, but the second half, MG, was certainly a lot better than the first half.
Yeah, it was. They showed some signs. They made some personnel changes. They brought Tyrone Pesci into the lock forward, which created some pizzazz around the dummy half area, and they brought Kelly on in that left centre role, who also added something. So some things to work with there for Justin Holbrook. You know, obviously playing Canberra in Canberra, who came second last year, is always going to be a hard proposition, and they started off the worst possible way by dropping their second ball of the day, but they fought back. So some positive signs for the Titans.
Okay, 24-6, our man of the match went to Corey Horsburgh for the Raiders. A great player, a workhorse, a real tough little player. So he gets the man of the match today, and Becco's just getting in position to interview a couple of these players.
Yeah, I think he'll probably look at their unforced errors, you know, those forward passes and knock-ons and some of those missed tackles. I mean, if they can eliminate that and simplify their game just a little bit, I mean, you know, they put themselves in the contest. Tough run. We spoke about their next 5 or 6 weeks. So, you know, they're not going to. It's not going to come easy. They're going to have to earn their points if they get them over the next half a dozen weeks. But hopefully, they can just improve on a weekly basis, and we see the Titans sort of you know, competing with those better sides.
All right, let's go down to the sideline now. Our very own Chris Beckhouse is with Josh Hodson.
I'm here with Hodjo. Josh Hodson, it was a win, we'll take it, but certainly it was full of ups and downs, and the second half was a lot tougher.
Yeah, it was. Second half was really scrappy. You know, we didn't start the way we wanted. We touched on at half time that, you know, the Titans was probably going to play a bit of ad lib rugby that second half, with it being, you know, 18-0 scoreline, and you know, we know they've got a fair bit of second phase in them, so, you know, we spoke about that, but I think we probably didn't deal with it as well as what we could have. You know, we lost a couple of blocks there, but, you know, overall, I thought the resolve that we showed, especially with, you know, defending our own line for quite a few periods of time there, was a good display defensively. It was scrappy, but we asked each other to turn up for one another. We knew it was going to be, you know, scrappy round one. It always is. As much as you're trying to be really clinical, like we was the first half, you're probably always going to have a period where you go a little bit scrappy. And I thought when we did that, we really showed some resolve defensively.
Yeah. Up to you, fellas.
Yeah, but Josh had some good performances by some individuals out there. Corey was outstanding coming in for Johnny Bateman on that right side. And also, George Williams, what did you make of the your new halfback's performance tonight?
I thought he was really good, mate. I thought he threatened the line a lot. I thought he gave, you know, Kevin Proctor a fair few headaches when he got the ball in his hand. And, you know, that's what you want from your halves. You want them to be worrying the back rowers and isolating the halfbacks for your big boys to get some one-on-ones. And I thought he did a really good job. I thought his kicking game was sound, and I thought it was a great debut from him.
Good on you, Josh. We'll let you go. Thank
well
you,
done, mate.
We're going to take a break. Before we do, Brisbane and surrounding areas of regionals, you'll now get the Broncos-Cowboys game live from Townsville. And you can get that on the app as well if you like, triplem.com.au. We'll take a break and come back and take a look at this one. Raiders have beaten the Titans 24-6 as Triple M rocks the footy.
The Triple M NRL play of the day.
Back to the centre for Horsburgh. Here goes Horsburgh. Pops it back. No one home. Picked up by Whiten. He gets out of a tackle and goes over for try number two.
Thanks to Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy. Thanks to McDonald's. Triple M rocks footy.
And Mate, welcome back. GIO Stadium, the venue tonight. Raiders comfortable winners over the Gold Coast Titans, 24-6. The big news, though, tonight was the CEO of the NRL, Todd Greenberg, making the statement before this game started. This week will go ahead as per scheduled. Next week, all NRL games will be played, but there will be no crowd on attendance. So all NRL games are played, no crowd in attendance for those games. So you'll hear more about that tomorrow if you're in Sydney through the Dead Set Legends, and then through, of course, our Saturday Triple M NRL show. So we'll cover off on more of that tomorrow, but that's the big news today. Let's talk more about tonight. Well, I guess, MG, we all knew the Raiders. We know how good they are. This kid, Williams, looks like he's going to fit in like he was there all the time, this new halfback.
Yeah, he does. And we spoke before the game of English imports in the last one or two decades coming to our shores. Most of them have had success who they've been forwards. Backs have usually, in the last couple of decades, you have to go all the way back to the likes of Courier and Hanley and Edwards and Schofield. They're backline players who made a mark on the NRL, but not since we've probably become professional has an English backline player come to Australia and made a mark. And look, it's early days for the young halfback. He's in a fantastic setup, and I really think that he's going to be the... He's a tough little guy. So he didn't do much kicking tonight at all. And I think you said it earlier in the game, in the first half, he didn't overplay his hand. And he fits in this system pretty well. But I love the way the young guys, girls like Gula, Horsburgh, you know, even Simonson on the wing was strong. Curtis Scott didn't miss a beat. Nah. Coming from Melbourne to Canberra, looks like he's found his feet there. So, again, Canberra will be one of the teams to watch this year.
Horsburgh, yeah, he was outstanding in the first half. And Gula, Havili always sort of comes on and creates havoc there from dummy half when he sees an opportunity.
He's like a USC fighter, doesn't he?
But that game was over. That game was kind of over. They did enough in the first 40 yeah. minutes, and didn't they, the Raiders, to put that one to bed. And then, you know, I don't think Ricky would be overly impressed with their second period. But the fact of the matter is they still did it quite comfortably, and they don't take too many injuries other than Nicol Klokstad, who went off with a HIA. So they'll be ready to go again next week for the Warriors. And, look, you know what, if you can sort of start your season just, you know, with being a little bit inconsistent, a little bit clunky, trying to get your timing right and still come away with the 2 points. You know, it's a good thing as you wind up into sort of the later rounds. So, yeah, they're obviously in good shape.
All right, boys, just a quick tip. This next game, do you see the Broncos? Can they? It's a lot of atmosphere, a lot of emotion there in Townsville tonight, MG.
Jack Bird out, Matt Lodge out, Val Holmes back, young Drinkwater at 5'8", a new stadium. Maybe the last time the locals will see their team for a few months with this coronavirus hitting everybody. So, yeah, this will be I think it's going to be a Cowboys win. I think they might win a little bit comfortably.
It's I don't think we have, even last year, Gerd, spoke enough about the Cowboys. Okay, they were ordinary last year, but they had that thing go on with Ben Barber just before kickoff.
Yeah.
And then they had four or five backs out injured all year.
Yep.
Yeah, and they just lacked strike, didn't they? They just needed someone that could, you know, create something out of nothing, and also someone that could just finish off when they needed. They get themselves into good positions. They had, you know, obviously some pretty talented guys there with, you know, McLean and Taumalolo and that sort of getting them in good field position, but they just couldn't convert. They looked really slow, and everything they did looked premeditated. So, yeah, that, you know, Drinkwater, I like. He's a footy player. I love what I saw last year, and he was good in the nines. Morgan, hopefully he's got a full sort of off-season under his belt, and he comes back full of confidence and knows his role, and then can't wait to watch the fullback play. Loved, you know, I was very disappointed when Val left a couple of years ago, but I don't think it'll take him too long. I mean, he's got a pretty simple game. He's not one of those fullbacks that's always creating extra men and coming up with long balls to set up tries. He's the kind of fullback that's just always on the ball, sniffing around, looking for opportunities, and when he gets it, blink and he's gone. So, yeah, looking forward to that. And, yeah, I think the Cowboys will win tonight as well.
Just a Fox lead update. Sharks player tested for coronavirus. Sharks player Bronson Sherry's being tested for coronavirus. Yeah, just lost this update there, but
so that means the Sharks team need to go in.
Waiting for the results, so they'll know in a couple of days.
So if that's true, all Sharks players will need to go into quarantine for 14 days.
All it's going to take is a few players to be positive for the.
So then the Sharks game will have to be off.
Wow.
Correct.
Maybe he doesn't.
He might be positive. He might be negative.
Yeah. When do we find out?
Okay, so he's been tested for the virus.
Yeah, he's been tested for the virus.
Bronson Cherry is being tested.
Well, fingers crossed, he's all right.
Nothing to suggest that at this stage he is positive.
No.
Look, if you're going to want to wake up tomorrow, you're going to want to know all about this. You get on to Triple M Dead Set Legends, two of the greatest egos in the world, Gus Wallen, Wendell Saylor, and a good fellow by the name of Jude Bolton, all up into our Saturday NRL show. And Mitch Moses is on the panel tomorrow as well, so you can find out all about it. I've just had a phone call from Ainsley at Seabus Super. You blokes are you're invited to lunch.
Oh, thank you.
You want to come to lunch?
I'll have a
down at Woolloomooloo.
Oh, nice.
For the week, yeah. Anyway, that's it from us. Good to see you,
yeah, G. You too, brother.
You too, Ryan.
See you, boys. See bye, everyone.
Leave you with the highlights for Seabus Super as Triple M rocks the footy. We get underway. Simonson kicks off for the Raiders. Hodgson gets in there to dummy half, looks left, goes left, gets it to Whiten. Whiten takes the line on and goes right through. Well, flimsy defence, and the Raiders are 4-0 in 2.5 minutes. They need to wake up here, the Gold Coast Titans. Back to the centre for Horsburgh. Here goes Horsburgh. Pops it back, no one home. Picked up by Whiten. He gets out of a tackle and goes over for try number two.
Only 15 minutes gone in this game, but geez, there's some alarming concerns for the Gold Coast Titans.
Hodgson, he throws a speculator out to Goula, and Goula reaches out. Omri Goula is going to score right out of the post for the Raiders.
And he was just too big and strong. Goula wanted the try, wanted to open his account for 2020, and does so in fine fashion.
Now Pete's again, and then to Taylor, and now to Don. Out of one, out of two, Don. He's still going, Tony Don. He gets over the line for the Gold Coast Titans, and the referee points to the spot. Mr. Sutton says try, but we all thought forward pass.
Yeah, we did. Anthony Don, the colourful Gold Coast identity, scores his 75th try for the Titans, which is a club record.
Played back to Havili, given to Goula. Goula to Whitehead. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. That, my friends, will be the ball game. No big surprises here. The Raiders do it quite comfortably over the Gold Coast Titans, 24-6.
Marine Hot Water. Triple M Rocks Footy.